The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, earlier this week, there was huge consternation when these scenes of Galway students emerged. Others were more forgiving, with many feeling sorry for the students. But let's look at some figures about what the future holds for that younger generation. We're joined by Bára Rowntree, economist at the ESRI. First of all, I suppose, Bára, are younger people really in trouble, do you think?
Yeah, I think they really are. So we know that older adults are more at risk from the health consequences of COVID. But it's also had the pandemic huge impact on the labour market. Completely unprecedented. And there it's really clear that young adults are bearing the brunt. So if we're to look at the claims for the pandemic unemployment payments, that payment that was made available for people who lost their job, and if we look at claims by age, for young adults aged 18 to 30, 24, that came to about 50% of those in work lost their job and had to claim at the peak. That compares to 22% for those aged 35 plus. So there's really clear impact there on young workers who are being disproportionately affected. And we should be seriously worried about the consequences of that.
When you look at it from a historical point of view and you go by, I mean, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. Ireland was a pretty grim, pretty tough place, high unemployment, not a huge amount to look forward to in many respects. Lots of people emigrated. How does this compare with that?
Well, so I think it is really unprecedented in terms of the speed and the scale. So even compared to the financial crisis where we saw very high levels of unemployment and that happened relatively quickly, what we've seen in the last few months absolutely surpasses that. We've gone from an unemployment rate of 5% to 30% in the space of a month, and it's come back down. But the sectors that young people work in are still those sectors that were initially shut down and are going to be slower to recover. So there's going to be, I think, at the moment, if we compare 6 months into now versus the financial crisis or the 80s or even further back, it looks worse. And so the real question is, how long does this continue? This also, another point in relation to that is that emigration really isn't an option this time. Many people did emigrate, and that did provide a kind of a safety valve, both in terms of their own prospects and so that they weren't kind of in Ireland without anything to do at a great cost of leaving. But that isn't really an option this time.
When you look at it, in a way, if you look back at the past, there was traditionally very high unemployment in Ireland. So when there was a downturn, you didn't have as many people losing their job. It's that longer term implications of losing a job. Are there longer term damages to
Absolutely.
That?
So the economic research is very clear on this, that spells of unemployment, particularly when people are young, have long lasting and severe consequences. So if you're a young adult and you lose your job, you're less likely to be employed for 10 to 15 years after. You're going to have lower wages on average for that kind of period, again, 10 to 15 years. But it's not just on the jobs market. We know that this spills out into other aspects of life. So again, if you're a young adult who loses your job, you're actually more likely, the research shows, to be charged with a criminal offence in later years. So that this really does have huge impacts on young adults, and those are going to take serious policy action to address.
Is it putting a spotlight on other trends that were happening anyway? So, for example, home ownership and the affordability of buying a house. That's been troubling in the sense that lots of younger people are living at home with their parents for longer. Many older people will say, oh, I can't wait to get them out. But that's a ticking time bomb, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think what we're seeing at the moment is exacerbating that, because the areas where we know job losses were highest in places like, you know, the hospitality sector and arts and entertainment, they were also the sectors where we had very high levels of renting. And so we know that, you know, younger adults are more exposed to the private rental market. About 75% of those who are in the private rental market without any state support are under the age of 40. And so there is this big challenge in relation to housing that younger adults were more exposed to. They've now been hit again by the shock of losing their job. And that really does raise questions about how that's going to impact them through the future and really, really put serious challenges ahead.
What do we do with that perspective and that analysis when it comes to something like the Spanish Arch night in Galway?
So I think we're maybe very quick to rush to condemn it, but maybe it's particularly important to understand it. You know, the impact of the jobs crisis is having an impact on young adults in particular, wider well-being. They used to be the group who reported the highest levels of overall life satisfaction. They're now the group with the lowest levels of life satisfaction. They used to be, they're now also the group who have the are the most likely to report being depressed or downhearted all or most of the time. And I think a lot of that goes down to about personal relationships. You know, they young adults are now saying they've gone from about 4% saying that they are unhappy with personal relationships to 25%. And so that all ties in, and we should be conscious of it.
And it's a very rapid change. Barry Rowntree, economist at the ESRI, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.